This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe, but believe me, every item in here is true. This edition of Safety Wars is dedicated to the memory of Nancy Griggs. First aid and CPR on construction sites, today on Safety Wars. Few topics raise more controversy in the back office of companies than first aid and CPR requirements. This is one of the pieces of training that falls through the cracks. Some companies even feel that first aid and CPR training is all that is necessary and neglect all the other training. They'd rather go and fix things after the fact than prevent accidents and injuries. As a result, safety takes a backseat to emergency response. So, in response to some of the feedback we have received over the years on what OSHA requirements are for first aid and CPR, I decided to put together this episode on what the actual requirements are. The same basic rules apply for all workplaces, but today I will talk about construction. Question 1. Are you actually a construction site? First thing you need to do is determine whether you are on a construction site, you're in general industry, maritime, or in an agricultural workplace. OSHA defines construction as work for construction, alteration, and or repair, including painting and decorating. Question 2. What are the relevant regulations for first aid on a construction site? In 29 CFR 1926.23, first aid services and provisions for medical care shall be made available by the employer for every employee covered by these regulations. In 29 CFR 1926.50, it also says, provisions shall be made prior to the commencement of the project for prompt medical attention in case of serious injury, and furthermore, if you don't have an infirmary, clinic, hospital, or physician that is reasonably accessible in terms of time and distance to the work site, which is available for the treatment of injured employees, a person who has a valid certificate in first aid training from whatever organization that can be verified by documentary evidence shall be available at the work site to render first aid. This leads to question number 3 as to how do we define reasonably accessible. In all their letters of interpretation, it says 3 to 4 minutes. Now, this is the next question that's critical. How do I determine the response time for emergency services? And the answer is that it depends on what state you live in. The area of the U.S. that I live in has response times that range from 8 to 25 minutes. If you're in a rural area of the United States, you may have a much longer response time. So most job sites as well as workplaces are not able to meet any of these requirements with a simple call to 911. And I'm not saying anything against emergency responders. The other thing is, realize that emergency responders may have other things going on which might increase response times, especially in smaller communities. I never thought I would ever use CPR. A couple of weeks ago, we ended up using it on a family member, my mother-in-law, Nancy Griggs, and unfortunately, we were not successful. However, I shudder to think what would have happened if we were totally untrained, unprepared, and froze under the pressure of the situation. We would be dealing with grief and guilt rather than just grief. That is why training and practice are both important. So your response becomes automatic and you don't have to think. You're in that skills-based mode. This does not mean that we are not looking at what our response was and how to improve it the next time. God forbid there is a next time that this happens. So, what's the advantage of using JCP Technical Services on this end of the training? We offer an integrated package for all your training needs, especially a focus on preventing accidents and then how to respond if they do happen, including with accident investigations. We are focused on your needs as an employer to have successful outcomes to your situations for everybody involved, especially the person who gets hurt. And then we step in and help you manage them. Contact us at jim@safetywars.com and let's sit down and we can talk about what your training needs are. First aid and CPR training. Absolutely critical needs at your work site. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.